Oh my gosh.
Really, it's been so long.
It's been 48 hours, 72? I don't know. Not that long.
I barely had enough time to get tired of the new, of the old cast on social media, which I haven't yet.
Are you sick of them? Yeah. Are you sick of, like, Victor's Snapchat?
I'm not sick of them. I think if Paul stays true to himself, I won't get sick of him.
Uh-huh.
But I do think Victor is treading, he needs to tread lightly.
Victor needs to tread lightly?
Victor does.
Why? What's he doing?
Victor, I think, is the one, I think this is it's America's favorite curse.
Oh, yeah.
Where it affects them in a way where it's like, yes, I do love you, but you don't have to pander to me because I love you.
Worse than HOHitis.
I loved you before you pandered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, once you
and
get...
So he just needs to be careful.
Once they get a little bite of that, oh, everyone loves me. I want more of that. I want to feel that more. It's a drug. It's like heroin.
Yeah. Specifically, so I follow both of them on Twitter, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And Paul has a very vocal fan base. And, you know, they're both cute young guys. So they get out of the house and immediately their mentions are flooded with, like, fuck me, daddy. Choke me, daddy.
Yeah.
Like, all these problems.
I know. And what are the other people tweeting? Yeah. We know what you're tweeting at them. What are other people tweeting at them?
You got me. You got me good. But so Paul, I think, is taking it in stride and being kind of funny with it. And, you know, he calls everyone fools. So now all of his fans are just naturally calling themselves fools.
Oh, gosh.
But then Victor was like, what should I call my fans? Guys, vote in this poll. What should I call you?
God.
And I think if it doesn't happen naturally, you can't force it.
Do you know what never happens naturally? Post-BB fame doesn't work.
That's true. That's very true.
You know what? Who cares about these BB18 losers? We have 12 new house guests to talk about. I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh.
This morning, CBS.com gave us 12 videos and 12 bios of our new house guests. And there's actually going to be 13, but we know Jose. We know Jason. We're all imploring you to vote Jason in this year's election. But we have to talk about these 12 people. I think it's fun. Everyone's, like, complaining about the cast as usual. Like, it's the usual.
Of course
they are. Oh, they're all hot, and I'm nerdy. Oh, no, but they want to make real super fans. They just hang hot super fans. Shut up.
There are tons of super fans.
Everyone complained about the BB.
I don't care. Recruits end up being good sometimes.
Paul was a recruit. Everyone complains about it every year. And then halfway through the season, like, oh, it's a pretty good cast. Okay. So do you have a particular...
This cast looks great.
Do you have a particular order you want to go in, or do you just want to go, like, I don't know.
I'm at CBS.com.
We can go...
I'm looking at the whole cast, so I can go anywhere.
Yeah, I guess they order it by last name alphabetically. Do you want to just do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Sure. So we start with Shane Chapman. Shane Chapman,
whoa.
Victor looks like, exactly like Victor, but probably hotter.
I know. Well, they saw the stills of Victor dressed as Jesus, and they were like, let's take that further. Let's get real carpenter-looking Jesus.
Exactly.
He has a profession that's closer to Jesus's as a roofer.
That's true. He actually looks like a painting of Jesus. Because he's got the long brown hair, and he looks like a painting of white Jesus. Like, I'm sure Jesus looked like Saeed from Lost, but he looks like American version of Jesus, which is, like, pure white, blue eyes, great smile.
Jesus, baby.
Does he have a nose ring, too? I can't tell if it's a smudge on my screen.
Oh, I thought that was a smudge on my computer.
No, he has, like, a little stud. He has, like, a black stud on his nostril.
Listen, Shane Chapman is hot.
He's very attractive. I could see him going far in this game because he seems to understand a little bit of the show is like not being the strongest person in the world, even though he looks like strong and like he wants to kill everyone. He's a bit goofy, right, but also like not totally self-aware.
No, which is beautiful. I will say, yeah, I can see him going kind of far because he, if you watch the video of him, doesn't seem like a threat at all. Like, yes, he's hot and maybe he's in good shape, but like he just, his vibe is very chill and nice. Like,
yeah,
not what comes across in his written profile.
Definitely. And I implore you, go to the Big Brother Over the Top website. On these full bios, they list five fun facts about themselves, and this is like the best thing I've ever seen. These five facts say everything about these people for the most part.
And Shane's is probably the best.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, Shane's is not the best, but it's close to the best.
We'll see. Okay. There are some that are amazing. His are, I'm 24 and can't stop picking my nose. Same.
We relate.
Same. I'm almost 30, but same. My eyes suck and I can't see 6 feet away without contacts. Not same. Perfect eyesight.
Just
here.
Wear your contacts, bro.
Yeah. Or wear glasses. I'm sure you're going to look hot in them.
Very easy solution. Yeah.
He sleepwalks, which was promised to us last year by Corey, who mumbled about Harry Potter once in 100 days. Hopefully we get some sleepwalking here because the producers know they fucked up last year.
Yeah.
I was almost a golf pro, but I decided not to become one and become a professional roofer instead. That's not... I think someone decided for you not to become one.
That is the best. That is the best sentence I've ever read. That is, it is poetic. It is beautiful. It is deep. It is intelligent. It is cunning. It is sensitive. I mean, I was almost a golf pro, but decided not to become one. Put that in the Bible.
I was almost gonna be a millionaire, but I decided I'm fine. I'm cool.
Oh my gosh.
Here's the best one, though.
If there's a sport you want to be a pro in, it's golf. You're not going to get injured and you're going to make a ton of money. Okay, go ahead.
Super hot chicks. You don't have to deal with people. You play by yourself. Like, I don't know. I like that. I'm a solitary guy. I don't want to be on a team with fucking assholes.
No.
Just me and my thoughts. Me and my thoughts on the 18th green. All right.
Let's get to fact number five.
I want to know what you think about this one. I hiked 600 miles to break up with my girlfriend at the time.
Was your girlfriend a hill person? Why did you have to hike? Was she a tree? Why? Why did you have to hike 600 miles to break up with her?
A phone call would do. A phone call would do.
So, listen, obviously I hated Shane when I just read this profile. But then when I went and watched the video, I'm telling you guys, there has to be a really beautiful reason behind him doing this breakup. Because his aura is very centered and relaxed. I just can't see the spite.
It's such a spiteful thing to do. And not lazy. If I wanted to break up with someone and they were 600 miles away, and if I couldn't reach them, maybe he hiked 600 miles because she was deep in the Appalachian Trail. You know what? If I was like dead set on breaking up with the person and I physically had to hike 600 miles to let them know, maybe this says something bad about me as a person, but I would just start dating, and when she gets back to civilization, I'll call her and let her know. Yeah. I'm not doing this.
When Shane's got an axe to grind, I guess he's going, he's like Forrest Gump. He's gonna keep going.
If I was going anywhere, I was running
to break up with you.
Yeah, I know. Oh my god, adorable.
I mean, that's crazy, but I'm telling you guys, you watch the video and you're like, all right, maybe that makes sense for you. Shane.
All right, so that's Shane.
All right,
next we have Scott Dennis. He's got two first names. and he's got two giant sideburns, but not in a cool way. He is a bad Xerox coffee copy of Steve Moses, winner of BB-17. It's the exact
call it like it is.
Call it like it is. He is very nerdy. Doesn't have cool glasses. Has bad teeth. He looks like a British person from the 1970s.
He does look British. You're so right. He does look British.
And
here's the thing. You give me 1 hour with Scott, I'll have him looking hotter than Victor. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Change the glasses. Shave off the
side. Almost literally all it takes.
Get better glasses. There are hot glasses are in, you know?
Some nice, cool frames from whatever, Warby Parker, Moscot, whatever.
I had a girlfriend in college.
It will change his whole face.
I had a girlfriend in college who wore nice, attractive girl. Not a nerd, but wore nerd glasses like that all the time. And I'm like, girl, get some Warby Parkers. Go to the sunglass hut. Get some Gucci. And she was like, not offended. She was like, not happy with it. But also was like, I'm not changing for you. And I'm like, okay, we're not together now.
Yeah, you got to respect that. And listen, these frames are actually coming back in. Like the thin, wiry frames are coming back in. They are.
No.
Listen, I live in New York City. I'm telling you.
Sure. That's
true. You're powerless to stop it.
You do get the fads like 6 months to 2 years before I do. He plays chess.
Right.
His strategy for the game is forming 3-person alliances. It's the most stable alliance size. And if he can merge 2 3-person alliances to make a 5-person alliance, quote, then my win condition is met. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I feel like he's trying to sound smart like Vanessa. I do like that his favorite house guest was Danielle Reyes.
Totally.
I think that's like a good answer. And should we get like, I feel like we're burying the lead. He's a virgin.
Oh, I thought you said that already.
He had 3 girlfriends.
And you're a virgin? They weren't girlfriends then. Just letting you know, bro.
I think they were girlfriends the way, like, Natalie was James's girlfriend, you know?
Yeah, she's not his girlfriend. I'm not saying you gotta seal the deal to be official BFGF, but you gotta seal the deal. Like,
was this
in middle school? Like, yeah, you have a girlfriend, a middle school boyfriend or whatever, but, like, not really. Sorry, man.
From his video, I don't see Scott lasting long in this house. He seems like an overthinker.
Yeah, there's now a great recent history of this archetype winning with Steve and Ian from the last few years, and I really don't see this guy being charming enough to survive. He's if he's not first head of household, he's going to get nominated. Oh, but isn't there...
Yeah.
Doesn't the audience nominate people?
Okay, so there's been a lot of information about the way this show is working, and I've not read a lot of it yet because I kind of want to just, like, watch and see where it takes me.
Yeah.
But I believe it's something like that. I don't know. Do we vote who leaves?
I think we vote... I'm not sure... I know that there's not a nomination ceremony anymore, and it's what's called a safety ceremony, where they just pull out the names of everyone who's safe, and the two, you know, hot potatoes, short straws, are nominated. Mm. I'm not sure. This is weird if the audience votes on everything. I mean, he'll still get nominated the first week. Look at this loser.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. Just because there are other bigger personalities that I'd rather keep watching. Like, he honestly seems fine. He seems like a totally fine whatever guy, Mr. Veth. But there are more interesting people, which brings us to Mr. Justin Duncan.
Now, he's not fooling me. His name is Justin. He wears a little beret. He has curly hair. I know who he is. He's Justin Guarini. I know you, Justin Guarini. Don't you fool me. He sings.
Justin Guarini is making a lot of money as Mr. Dr. Pepper.
What?
Justin Guarini is the Dr. Pepper in the Dr. Pepper commercials.
What?
Yeah, haven't you seen?
No. He's like the voice of Dr. Pepper?
He's Dr. Pepper. He is the Dr. Pepper.
What? I don't know if I'm getting these. Are these like local New York ads?
No, these are a national Dr. Pepper. Who owns Dr. Pepper? Pepsi?
Whatever. Yeah, or Coke, I think.
He is Dr. Pepper. And he's in all the commercials, singing. He sounds great. He looks fabulous.
But he's not.
Justin is making a lot of money. He doesn't need to go on.
He's not on camera, though, right?
Yes, he is. He's Dr. Pepper.
Okay, well, I'll come to this later. But Justin, sorry, I just also want to apologize quickly. Like, my neighbor is, like, mowing their lawn or something like that. So if you hear.
I don't hear it.
Oh, okay. Well, I do, and it's really annoying. Anyways,
Justin Duncan also has two first names.
Justin Duncan, definitely. And he's just like a Creole boy from New Orleans. Most syllables spoken are sung by him. He loves, yeah. He owns a seafood restaurant, and I really like him. I think he's really sweet and cool.
I like him a lot, a lot, a lot. Because, you know what? He's clearly a recruit with a big personality who's totally not self-aware, but in the best way.
Yeah.
Who I think is just going to be very enjoyable to watch.
Totally.
So I have no problem with him.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like a Jose repeat, but I think he's genuinely a nicer person than Jose.
Oh, for sure.
And we'll get a little bit further just by, like, having a heart. And not being, like, a self-involved crazy person.
Yeah, totally. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he brings to the table. Literally, because he's a chef.
We didn't read Scott's fun facts because they were boring.
They weren't that fun.
They were just like, I'm a virgin. But I think I got to read through Justin's. One, I sing everything. That's true. If you watch the video, he sings all the time.
Very true.
Two, I like to get my groove on. I'm sure you do. Three, here we go, my favorite. I'm very random. So random. So random.
He is random. I believe that about him. He is a random man.
I mean, his face and his apparel does look like when you're playing a video game and you have to design your character at the beginning of the game. You can design like, oh, I'm going to have a nose like this and a face like this and hair like this. But there's also a random button. And it'll just randomly assign all of the characteristics of your Fallout 4 character. He does look a little bit like someone pressed the random button while designing their video game.
That is so apt.
Four, can have fun anytime. I'm an instant party. Five.
Yep.
I'm ready for whatever. I'm a fucking Bud Light paid me to say this. I'm ready for whatever.
He is. Listen, this guy, he'll take whatever life throws at him, and he'll chop it up and make it into a delicious dish. I look forward to Justin. I like Justin. Here's the thing. I really wish Justin would shave his whole face, because he's clearly gorgeous.
Yes.
But he has very sad facial hair.
Yes. Yes. But I judged him a lot by his facial hair. My life motto, my generally a rule how I live life, I instinctively don't trust men with curly hair, and I don't trust men with berets, and his facial hair is appalling. But the moment I saw him speak, I was like, I get it. I totally get it. I love how you live life.
Yes, absolutely. Which brings us to the next contestant.
Whitney.
On The Price is Right.
Whitney Hogg going full whole hog.
Oh, yeah. Whole hog.
Whitney.
You need to watch Whitney's video. That's what I'll say about Whitney.
But block out 8 hours for it because she's the slowest talker in the history of television. And that includes Malcolm in the Middle's black friend who talks very slowly.
No, I mean, yes. She does speak very slowly. However, it's not even the tempo. It is the accent.
Ooh, she
it is.
Yeah.
Out of this world.
She's like Tom Hardy in the what's the one that just came out, The Revenant.
Oh yeah, Revy.
Yeah, the Revy.
but here's the thing. I very much like it. I feel like we could have a female Johnny Mac on our hands.
I don't know.
She's got a crazy voice. Clearly, I think she seems very true to herself.
For sure.
And she's so different. Like, is that what, I've never met someone from Eastern Kentucky. She's huge about being from Eastern Kentucky.
And she says she's never gone as far as Western Kentucky in her life. Kentucky is a weird state. I've driven through it.
Yeah.
I've met people from it. I don't know if I trust people from Kentucky, and they probably don't trust me. It's fine.
But we're gonna see this girl. This is like this girl's Rumspringa.
Yeah.
This is her truly meeting people meeting the world for the first time.
Yeah.
And I think she's gonna handle it beautifully.
She knows the word to every Shania Twain song.
She's a super fan. Just so everyone knows. So everyone's thinking she's this country bumpkin. She watches every season because there's nothing else to do. And I think people are going to underestimate her.
Definitely. I think she can go far a little bit. I don't see her being too much of a strategy. I can just see her kind of floating. Not floating, but just being in a good alliance and making it far. But again, I don't know how this game's gonna fucking play out if the audience is voting for everything. Like, why form an alliance? Why do anything other than pander? I have no idea.
True.
I have no idea.
But so we'll think see. I'm calling her as a fan favorite. I'm just saying that now.
I don't know. I think there's some other ones, maybe. But she could be it. Quickly, fun facts. Never been further west than Western Kentucky. Knows every word to every Shania Twain song. Can cook the meanest chicken casserole. I would love to see her. I would love to try. Maybe her and Justin can have a cook-off. If I could have any job in the world, it would be talk show host. Sorry, that dream is dashed. You talk like the slowest person on earth. It's unnatural to have that cadence. It is disturbing to listen to. And I've had the same friends since pre-K. Obviously you had.
Of course.
You've never left anywhere. Any final thoughts on
Whitney? I'm a fan.
On Whitney.
I can say is I'm a fan.
Also, no showmans for her. She has a long-term boyfriend. She says she's pretty much married without the ring. So we'll see if anyone can tempt her on that. Maybe.
I'm telling you right now, none of these guys are up to snuff.
I think maybe one of them who we haven't talked about yet.
All right.
Okay.
Let's move on to Neely.
Neely. Neely Jackson, I love you.
Yeah.
She's
love
the
Neely.
Best.
I think she's a blast. I cannot wait for her to hook up with Justin.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly what I wrote down. I was like, totally going to.
Explosive.
This
is the showmance. I hate showmances, but this will be the showmance that makes it all okay.
Definitely. And I can't wait for their child. Like, oh my God, these people are made for each other. They're just like fun and like sassy and smart. And she's just great. She's good. Like, I don't know. She's just great.
Yeah,
I think
she's
like,
just fun.
Honestly, like, she is like a better version of Davon. Like, I don't even know how.
Whoa.
That's saying a lot, but like. But she has. I don't know. We'll see how she plays the game, but she has this, like, such this warm, intelligent personality that I'm not saying that Devon is any of those things, but Devon, if you like, sometimes if you, like, she's just like not feeling good that day, she'll just like,
yeah, she
flip her hair at you, and that's why she gets voted out so early all the time. I love Devon. She should be the host of Big Brother with Julie, but Neely is awesome.
Here's the thing that I will say about Neely that I'm worried about. One is I don't see who she's going to be friends with in this cast. Maybe Jason, I guess.
Maybe Danielle.
Oh, but like, I don't know. Who else? Literally, who else is going to be able to be friends with her?
I think some people. I think there's a bunch of girls. I think she'll make friends. There are some people who definitely stand out in this cast. More, you know.
Yeah, but I think she stands out as being like this outgoing, super fun personality. I think maybe she and Chrissy could be friends if they don't hate each other and both vie for attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Chrissy's her name. But I don't know. I just think she's a lot of personality. She's a lot of fun, which will make her an early target if we're not voting people.
Definitely. She's very strong, like, you know, very smart, very likable. I love her. I hope she goes far. I hope she wins the game.
Yeah, of course. And now she's only got 3 fun facts.
Yeah.
And they're not crazy, except for the last one.
Yeah, she won a hula hoop competition. Great. I'm sure she's great at it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a real, real lame fun fact for someone who seems very fun. But anyway.
Let's move on to Danielle. And
yeah.
No. Really?
What?
You are a big Danielle fan?
Yeah, I am. Anyone with the name Danielle is going to be
amazing. That's not fair. You're the much better Danielle by far. I'm sorry. Oh.
Everyone, the word on the internet about Danielle. Everyone's excited because...
Say that from the beginning? You cut out for a sec.
Yep. Here's the word on the street on the internet, which is the street, about Danielle. Everyone's very excited because she is like Zakiya 2.0, but the Zakiya we wanted her to be, in that she's 23, she's a preschool teacher, she's out of this world gorgeous, but... she is a super fan who says she dislikes Zakiya and the way she played.
I do not like Danielle. I like you. I do not like Danielle. She is a carbon copy of Zakiya. And the reason she says she doesn't like Zakiya is because she knows she's exactly like Zakiya. She's boring. She has nothing intelligent to say. She is... she says, I'm not going to get in a showmance, and is going to be in a showmance in 2 fucking minutes. I know it. Prove me wrong.
Here's how I can prove you wrong. Danielle.
She has a son.
She's been burned.
Yeah.
She has lived.
Yeah.
So she is bringing that knowledge with her. And she knows what it's like to be with a man. And she's gotten all that there is to get from a man, a.k.a. having a kid. And now she knows what she's really after. And it's $250,000.
Oh, God. It's only $250,000. interesting fun fact. Very obsessed with Harry Potter. Sure. This is a quote. I've seen every episode of Friends like 20 times. I play flag football. I go to Disneyland at least once a month. Oh my gosh, that's fun. I'm the best one, number 5. I am the definition of expect the unexpected.
There you go.
Look it up in the dictionary. There's a picture of Danielle's face.
Look, I'm optimistic. I'm an optimist. The glass is half full and the Danielle is not Zakiya. I am excited.
I'm expecting the expected. Cut to 4 weeks from now. #Brett was right. You're no coughing. Way. You're no making way. You sick.
I'm coughing over my anger of that disgusting, despicable attack on Danielle. I will always stand up for a Danielle.
We'll see. We'll see.
All right. Well, let's get to someone who I know we both are excited about.
Cornbread! Michael Cornbread Ligon. His name is Cornbread. His Christian name is Michael, but he goes by Cornbread, and he's amazing. He's everything you'd expect from a man who goes by Cornbread.
Yes, love him. He's got a beautiful smile. Glenn died so that Cornbread could live.
Oh, God. Oh, Cornbread, if this is an audience, like an audience vote season, Cornbread's gonna win Big Brother OTT.
Yeah, pretty much.
He is incredible. Who knows? He might turn out to be like a horrible racist or something like that. But until then, he's fun. He's funny. He just wants to go with the flow. Quote from him.
He wears very tight overalls because he's not afraid to flaunt his figure, and I applaud him for it. He is self-aware.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And he's got very fun facts.
He's got great fun facts. He has some quotes from his video. Quote, "I'm the life of the party, and I'm here to party." Quote, "You gotta be over the top." Amazing.
He is over the top. And you know what? Characters like him exist, and that's why I love this show. Listen, Cornbread, I'd like a slice of that cornbread.
I love cornbread. I love cornbread the bread.
It's extra corny.
I love cornbread the bread, and I love cornbread the man. And he's, like, he's great. He's great. Five fun facts. I'm a 3-time redneck Olympic champ. Don't know what that is, but sure. I'm a very good problem solver. When something's broke, I can fix it with whatever's laying around. Sure.
Now, let me tell you what. Let me tell you what about that.
Tell me.
That's a turn on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, that is going to make him popular in this house. Those ants don't stand a chance against Cornbread.
If he builds like some sort of like ant thing, or he combines, like, oh yeah, you just put Windex and Coca-Cola and Cornbread, and then, you know, like, ants.
They're gonna hire him on Big Brother to build the sets.
Fun fact 3, my favorite. They usually put my favorite one right in the third spot here. I have over 3,000 friends on Facebook, and I use it as a way to get laughs. Oh my gosh. I want to be his Facebook friend, just so he can send me Hillary Clinton memes that he thinks are fucking hilarious.
I mean, I love it. Over 3,000 friends. Good for you, Cornbread. That is great. And he knows he's a comedian. He knows he's funny. That's good.
Counterpoint. Counterpoint. You know people. You're friends with people. Oh, actually, never mind. Fucking Danielle's not even on Facebook. What do I...
That's true.
But you had...
I'm not on Facebook.
You've been on it, though, before.
Yes.
You have been on
it. Yes. Many years ago, many moons ago, I had it.
Okay. When you at home, you listener at home, you know the person who has 3,000 friends on Facebook, but doesn't have a close relationship with any of them.
Isn't that everyone on Facebook?
I don't have a close relationship with any people on Facebook either. But the one who has a lot of friends, who every day writes a vague happy birthday message to every single person that is having their birthday that day. It makes the person feel good, sure. Maybe that's just the role he plays in our society, but maybe he's just a really annoying dude. I don't know. I hope to be wrong. But I'm just saying...
I hope you're wrong, too.
Yeah. Okay. I hope so as well.
Because I really do like him. I really like Cornbread.
I love Cornbread. He's great. I hope so. I hope he's great. He's a big character. He's over the top.
And he knows how to fix things. He knows how to make things right in the house.
Make things right, Cornbread.
Right. Number four.
Oh, I'm the president of the a canoe club.
Not the canoe club.
A canoe club. And then five, you can tell us more about this. I have little videos I make called Cornbread's Redneck Mobile News on YouTube. You've watched these videos. Can you give us a description?
Yes. When Brett called me today, I was in the midst of watching a 25-second video from his YouTube channel that I saw on Tumblr. And it's him and I believe his daughter, a young child, girl, dressed up as Santa. And so it's a holiday video. They switch off as Santa, and she's doing his voice and he's doing her voice. And the joke is that they have really tiny hands.
What?
And I have to say, I give it 5 stars.
Oh, great.
Any tiny hand humor works for me.
Yeah.
I love any and all hand comedy. So I really enjoyed it. I'm going to watch some more once I finish this.
How do you feel about...
I would subscribe.
How do you feel about the videos where it's like a dog wearing human clothes at a kitchen table and there's the human hands as the hands and the dog you're trying to feed Yeah, that's great. I love it too.
Yes, all of it. It is just a good, fine family.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I was a little worried when I saw Cornbread's Redneck Mobile News, and he doesn't say anything about having kids or being married or anything.
He's engaged. He's engaged.
But I didn't know if he had that sort of family to round him out, and I'm happy to see he seems to have some sort of child in his life, and that's great.
That's great. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Love you, Cornbread. Let's move on to Monty. Monty, baby.
Okay.
Monty Massengill. I thought it was like
Monty
a talent.
Monty is another one who you gotta watch the video. This picture does not do him justice at all. This is a really bad picture of him.
He looks like another person who looks exactly like Victor, but slightly different. Victor, he's Victor, but like, because he's swarthy, but like with short hair, but like Victor with short hair.
He looks evil in this picture, but in his video, again, in his video, I was like, this guy is pretty cool.
He says a lot that he's a leader. That scares me. Someone who says that a lot instead of actually leads, like a Jose, for example.
Right. Maybe I was expecting more of he's really good at hiding his assholeness.
Yeah.
Because I was watching the video after reading this profile and being like ready for a real monster bro a la Pauly.
Yeah.
But he wasn't like that. Like these fun facts, after seeing his video, I'm like, did someone else write these?
Yeah. They're
bizarre.
They're funny. But I don't know. I think he's going to come out swinging out the gate. He's going to try and win as many comps as possible. And again, trying to lead people is not the best strategy in this game because they're going to go, oh, you're the leader. We shall kill you now. We shall drink your blood on the streets and hold your head, put your head
especially
on
because
pike.
This cast, I mean, they're outnumbered. It's 7 women to 6 guys.
Oh, I didn't even put
and
that
I
together.
Just don't
yeah.
See Yeah, I don't see this cast of women getting trampled on at all.
No,
like,
there's
these
some...
women are all super strong.
That's true. That's true.
So I just don't see there being... that's another reason why I don't see there being like a Zakiya Pauly, you know, situation is these women are all smart, strong, funny, interesting. I don't know. I just don't see them getting taken out one by one.
Yeah. Can we read these
going
facts?
Going down without a fight.
Well, maybe Danielle. I don't know. I'm low on Danielle. Fun fact
All
about
right,
Monty.
Go ahead.
I was born in Nashville and moved 7 times. Okay.
Normal.
Specific.
Yep.
I've been to Montana twice. Very specific. Now, I've never been to Montana once, but, like, is that a fun fact? Is that the most interesting thing you got?
Yeah, if I've been to Montana twice, I would brag about it.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah, you would. You'd be like, oh my God, Brett, I went to Montana. You wouldn't believe how horrible it was. There was no Wi-Fi.
True. It's supposed to be beautiful.
Big sky country.
Although I hate horses.
Fuck horses.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot to cover in this episode, but maybe we can come to it like after a boring week. But fuck horses. Who cares?
Horses are not hot.
Get a grip.
All right, number three.
I want to go through this one with you and see what you think it means. I had a serious injury. Sorry. I had a serious injury at FedEx and I'm lucky to have my hand. Again, I had a serious injury at FedEx and I'm lucky to have my hand. What is FedEx? Like a FedEx shipping warehouse?
Mail thing?
At the FedEx store, FedEx Kinko's, a FedEx truck, FedEx Field in Washington, D.C., where the Washington, I'm not going to say the name of the football team, plays. What's going on? I want to know everything about this.
And I just want to call attention to the fact that this was some very serious heightening. To go from, I've been to Montana twice... I had a serious injury at FedEx, and I'm lucky to have my hand, is a jump.
It gets higher. Number four is even higher, and then number five is like back to Montana, just preparing you. Okay, are we through this FedEx thing, or is there more to?
I think it had to be. He was using one of those, you know, those chopper things.
Paper cutter.
Paper chops evenly.
Yeah.
Paper chopper.
Okay.
It was one of those.
Four. Sure. If you thought nothing can outdo the FedEx thing, here we go. Four. I put a guy in a seizure by a fart. He farted and a guy had a seizure?
Okay, the wording of this makes me think that this is a lie. It got taken out of context. Something happened because you wouldn't say, if you put a person in a seizure by farting, you would say, my fart put a guy in a seizure. You would say, I put a guy in a seizure with a fart. By a fart.
I don't know if Monty...
Weird.
I know that's weird, but just from like the little detail we got about FedEx in the previous thing, I don't know if grammar is Monty's strong suit or sentence structure.
So he gave a man a seizure.
So he's
How did this fart?
I don't know. Correlation is not causation. Maybe the guy just had a seizure around the time that you farted. Yeah. I don't know if you're farted that powerful, bro.
No, stop bragging about your farts, bro.
Don't fart on me, bro.
I mean, this guy, Monty, I'm telling you, after watching the video, I liked him, but this guy is confusing.
Yeah.
All right, number five.
In a regular season of Big Brother, I don't think he goes far. I think he's a pre-jury because he tries to play too strong, too fast. Next contestant, Chrissy Ridolfi from Chicago, Illinois. What up, my girl?
Oh, yeah.
We are dudes. I love this girl. She's great.
I love her.
I mean,
she's going to make these feeds worth the money.
She's fantastic. Female Paul, basically. Like, rockabilly look. Piercings, like leather jacket, is a lead singer in a punk band, only like watches horror movies. She's
awesome.
Super cool. She lifts.
She's so witty.
Yes.
She's so smart. She's so confident, so well-spoken.
Oh, my gosh.
She's just going to be the best in a fight. I cannot wait to see her take people down in a fight.
She's great. I hope she isn't our BB16 Joey and is like, I'm the cool, like, out there punk girl. And I'm going to get voted out first.
Way.
She's great. I hope she another, her and Neely, I hope they win.
Smart.
She's so smart. She's like...
She's the woman of the people, too.
I love her.
She's a waitress.
She's a waitress. She's just fucking cool. She talks about how she lifts weights. Like, I can't wait to see fucking Monty, like, oh, yeah, I lift, and, like, doing his thing. And then she comes out and lifts twice as much and then chugs a beer and, like, smashes it down. She's so cool. Oh, my God. This girl's awesome.
She is definitely, like, first draft. I love her. Her facts are, like, fine. They're fine. You want to go through them?
Yeah, totally. One, I belch loudly and robustly. Great. I love it.
Cool. I mean, I find that gross, but I'll accept it.
She didn't put anyone into a seizure, though.
No.
Two, I became a singer by accident. Sure. She's a singer in a punk band.
She has a great voice. Her speaking voice, even, is really, it's just really easy to listen to.
Three, I have an enormous collection of horror movie memorabilia. Of course you do.
Yes,
of course you
queen.
You have like a Frankenstein tattoo. Of course you have like like an Ash, like Evil Dead chainsaw in your house. I know you do. I know exactly.
I would love to see. Yeah. I'd love to go see Don't Breathe opening night with her in Union Square in New York City together. She's just going to be a blast. You know it. Okay.
Yeah, she's great. Number four. Here we go. I hope this is just feeds gold. My Simpsons trivia knowledge is scarily thorough. Yes.
Yes.
I love it. I'm just going to be shouting Simpsons quotes at her through the feeds. Oh my gosh. I can't wait.
She's the best. She is just the best. She loves horror movies and Simpsons.
Exactly.
Just give her the money. Give her the money.
Give her the money. Let's power through. We got a few more to go still. We have high on Chrissy Stock. Shelby Stockton from Arizona, lives in California.
Yes.
She's a lawyer. She's got a sultry, deep, smoky voice.
Yeah.
And she's got a bit of a tune. I kind of like her.
I really liked her.
Yeah.
Honestly, the theme of this whole cast, when I watch the videos, is I'm surprised that I really like the first one. Because all of these, even Chrissy's, when I read it, I was like, okay, I like that you like some of these things, but I don't know if I'm going to like you. And then I watched the video and I thought, oh my God, amazing.
Yeah, totally. I had the same thing with Chrissy. I was like, oh God, I'm probably going to hate you. And then the second she opened her mouth, she was like a goddess. I love her.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, Shelby.
And it's the same thing sort of for Shelby, where I'm just, the second she started talking, I thought, this girl's cool. Like, I could hang out with this girl.
Yeah, like, she's a lawyer. She's like, she's just really smart, but she kind of comes across like this dumb sorority girl a little bit. But she's smart and she'll chew your head off. I really like it. I think she's cool. I think she could go far in this game if she doesn't burn a lot of bridges.
I could see her being kind of big Meechy, honestly.
Oh, power Meech. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Amazing.
Lawyer Meech.
Lawyer Meech. I am a lawyer.
Not just emotion, but like facts and briefs, you know?
Totally. Totally. Super cool. I really like her. She lives in Simi Valley, California, right next to where my parents live. Maybe I'll go out and have a little, you know, Ventura County, like, hang out, get a beer time. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Sorry, I apologize. Okay. Are we – fun facts. She has hyperhidrosis, which means very sweaty hands and feet. She won a spelling bee in 7th grade. Yeah, very, very creepy. She has a creepy laugh. Oh my gosh. She has a fucking Spicoli stoner laugh. She's yes. amazing. I love her.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with barbecue sauce. Who isn't? It's delicious.
Yep, fair.
Last one. I've never seen Star Wars, The Godfather, or Scarface.
You know what? You're not missing that much.
Yeah, The Godfather is good, but you don't need to see Star Wars. Who cares about Star Wars? It's for babies.
You've seen it. You know what happens. It's fun.
And look, you're like a hot girl who clearly went to like a, you know, like ASU or... Oh, yeah. It says ASU right over here. You went to a party school, and that you got through 4 years at that place without watching Scarface with some bro who has a Scarface poster everywhere in his dorm.
That's a badge of honor.
Power to you. Great. Good job. Yeah. Shelby, great. Really big fan. And then we get to the end. We have sisters playing together.
Sisters.
Sister, sister. Tia and Tamara. Are playing Big Brother over on the top. No, incorrect. So we'll start with Alex Willett. She is...
I don't think there's any other way to say this. Alex is currently, from what I can tell, the internet's number one choice to win this whole thing.
Yeah. Do you mind if we do... What's her name? Is it Morgan? The last one?
Yes, Morgan.
Do you mind if we do Morgan first? Because I think that like is a good way to go into Alex.
Yeah, let's do it.
So Morgan is the sister. I don't think they're twins, but they're close in age.
No, because Morgan is 22 and Alex is 25.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cool. Good.
Morgan's the youngest. Here's my prediction. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. You seem like you had something to say.
No, I don't. I just think it's a better way. I don't know. I just think... Morgan is a very stereotype, stereotype, and Alex has flavors of it, but isn't. And I think like that's just a good way to transition from like the macro into the micro.
Right.
You know.
Here's my prediction.
Uh huh.
So Alex, as I said, seems to be the internet's number one choice to win this whole thing.
Yeah.
She's smart. She's a super duper duper fan. She is cool. She's doesn't want to be in a showman.
She's wearing a backwards strategy. Hat. She's wearing a backwards baseball hat. She works in animation.
She's cool.
She's hot. She's very attractive. She's like goofy.
No,
she
but
even
absolutely gorgeous.
She says, which a BB18 person said, kind of, but similar. She said, "I gravitate to weirdos," and that's her. Thing is, she likes weirdos, which Natalie said, though she said it more in a I'm attracted to it, like I'm physically attracted to strange men sort of thing. But again, I could definitely see Alex being potentially like a 2.0 better version of Natalie, potentially, hopefully. So,
I hear all this.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Oh, gosh.
Alex is going to go home the second week.
I know where you're going. I see it.
I think that Alex, and I don't even think she's that sweaty in terms of like, I don't think, you know, when someone wants it so bad that you can tell, sort of like what the way people feel about Anne Hathaway. I like Anne Hathaway, but people don't like that she's like loves being an actor or whatever it is. I think I could see that hurting Alex. And frankly, at the moment, I'm going to call it, Morgan's going to go a lot farther than Alex.
Wow. I could see that happening. I could definitely see that. And Morgan is kind of, let's just talk about a little bit about Morgan, and then we'll talk about the dynamic, I guess. Because since we have, I'm like, let's talk about Morgan first, and then we just talk about Alex for five
Sorry.
Minutes. No, it's all right. She's very image driven. Her five facts are like, I've had abs since I was little and they just won't go away.
I love it.
Asshole.
Humble brag.
I paint portraits really well. I interviewed Jennifer Garner at a movie premiere. At a football game, I met Matthew McConaughey. She just wants to be. She wants to be a celeb like so badly, and it's. She likes Frankie Grande. Come on, Morgan. Like she's.
I know, but here's. I don't think it's that she wants. I mean, well, every young person wants to be famous, so I can't say that. But I think it's more. This girl is basic with a capital B.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't ashamed, and I think that's great.
Yeah.
This basic. Girl wears her Uggs. And her Abercrombie & Fitch, she gets her pumpkin spice latte.
I love pumpkin spice latte.
She listens to her Taylor Swift, and then she goes and raps Lil Wayne and thinks that makes her a special snowflake. And you know what? More power to her. I love it when girls, listen, I do it too. I love it when you just embrace the fact that, listen, I'm basic.
Sure.
That's who I am.
I think she could definitely be in a showmance with Monty or Shane. I think Shane's his name. Yeah, Shane. And, yeah, just, I don't know.
No, she's not going for Shane.
We'll see.
Not till he cuts that hair off.
Yeah, I think, yeah, maybe I think the basic girl can fly under the radar because the other one's, like, too wacky. Now, I have two things I want to say about them. I'm afraid that Alex, the cool one, is actually not going to be that cool and might just be, like, an asshole or, like, trying too hard. And, like, might not right. actually be the character that she's broadcasting. That's my fear. But my hope,
mm-hmm.
my hope, one of these sisters is going to go early because there's two of them. Oh, quickly. Sorry, quickly. I'm sidetracking myself. Morgan.
Yeah.
Morgan says, I do not want to be in a showmance because, like, then you're like, putting a target on your back for, you know, you're going to get voted out. Girl, you're going into the house with your sister. You're in a showmance already. You're in a showmance. You're in a showmance with your sister. I'm sorry. I know it's not romantic.
Do they?
But you're, yeah.
Do they know that they're going in together?
They must.
You think? Oh! Sorry,
you okay?
I just dropped something.
That's all right.
They might not know.
I don't. Yeah, they didn't mention in their videos, like, and I'm playing with my sister. Like, they don't bring it up. But,
No.
It'd be weird if they didn't know.
Maybe we'll get to vote on which sister we want to keep.
I hope so. I'm going to vote for Alex. My one hope, though, getting back to what I was saying, my one hope is that the sisters turn on each other. And the basic one goes with the basic people, goes with your Monty and whoever. And Alex goes with Chrissy, goes with, sorry, I'm forgetting everyone's names. Goes with Neely, goes with Scott, and it is like
Listen.
Battle of the sisters, and they turn on each other. That would be the best thing to ever happen.
I hope that happens too, but I think you're dead wrong about how it's going to
go
down. Because just based on birth order, baby.
Oh, yeah?
The older sister is going to be with the jock. Even if she says that she's not, she's going to be naturally, instinctually she's going to group herself with them.
Sure.
Even if she says she doesn't. The younger disappointment of a sister who's always trying to live up to her sister under her shadow, she's the one who's going to be with the freaks. She's going to lead them in an uprising.
I would love if that happens too. I would love if that happens.
That's what I think.
Okay, I hope either way. It would be great. So that, I think that's it. That's our cast. That's our yep. BBOTT cast.
And Jason.
Plus Jason, maybe Jose, hopefully Jason. I think that's yeah. great. I'm happy.
Them all.
I think it's great. I think it's a great cast. We got some really strong women this time. Do you have any, do you want to do like predictions or,
What about Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Or Fuck, Marry, Kill. All right.
Yes.
All right. I know what I... Oh, I don't know who I'm going to kill yet. Oh, I think I know. Never mind. Okay. I'm ready. Are you ready?
All right. Okay. I'm ready.
What order do we want to go in? And like...
Y'all know. Let's do fucks first.
Fuck. Oh, man.
Y'all know. I... Gotta fuck me some Shane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at him.
Y'all know.
It's going to be so much hair everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. So much long brown hair all over the place. His hair, I can't tell. It might be longer than mine. I have very long hair.
Get me a hotel room with Shelby. What up, girl? She's got a sultry voice. She's a little mean. She's a little crazy all night long. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys, I mean, that's going to be a fun night. Honestly, I hope our room is next to yours so that we can all hang out and play video games afterwards.
Totally. Yes. Shane talks about that's how he plays video games. That's great. All right.
Mary. Okay.
I'll go first.
Okay.
She's the best. She's the best. I'm marrying Chrissy. Why? Who else? Who's the other choice? Who's the other choice? Maybe
Alex.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be a fun...
Oh, I'm sorry. Someone blowing up a good dumpster next to your house?
Yeah, exactly. Trump's in town.
Yeah. Maybe Alex, but I don't know. Chrissy. Like, it's got to be Chrissy. That girl's awesome.
Oh, it's got to be. That's going to be a life full of laughter, full of love, full of watching The Simpsons.
Yeah.
On FXX.
Totally. Totally. Who you got?
I think everyone knows who I'm going to marry. I have got to marry Cornbread.
Yes!
I need him to fix my life. Cornbread fixed my life, okay? He's going to... I found another dead cockroach in my apartment today. I don't know where they're coming from. I feel like Cornbread would find them. He would take care of them. He would fix everything. And he'd make me laugh with his goofy videos. We're married.
Good. That's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun wedding. Like, I hope.
It is going
to
be.
I hope they're like the same day and maybe we'll go on a honeymoon together. Like, we'll all go to.
Yeah, totally.
I'll go to Italy together. Okay, kill.
Michael and I are going to Montana.
You know, Monty's been there twice. Did you know that?
I'm sorry, but I have to kill Scott. Sorry, you're dead. Sorry.
It's all right. I mean, I have a harder time narrowing this one down, and he was definitely in my like top three. Like, bro, I just can't deal with
it. I know. Like, you. I can't believe you're going to do this.
What?
Are you going to kill who I think you're going to kill? Are you going to kill Danielle?
Oh, no. She has a child. I wouldn't do that. I thought about it. I thought that I don't. I know. Okay, she was at. I had four people who I wanted to kill. And Danielle was one of them, but I'm sparing her because she has a child.
Okay, good.
I'm going to kill Monty.
Whoa.
Monty, I can't have you around here. Saying that you're the leader, trying to be strong, bossing people around, I can't have that on my watch. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Hit the bricks.
Aren't you curious to see what other crazy stories come from this man?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It's just like Corey, where it's like, where are these crazy stories coming from?
Yeah, maybe. Okay, it's like Corey. Like, yo, one time I almost killed a goat for fun.
Yeah.
But it was cool because I said it was.
It was cool. The goat's fine.
I kind of want to kill Whitney too. I just can't deal with the way she talks. I just can't deal with it.
No, Whitney, I love the way she talks. I love it. It's so different.
Yeah, I know. It's quite different.
Well, on a whole, I give this cast 5 stars.
I love it. I think it's great.
I cannot wait until Wednesday.
I can't wait either. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Do you have a winner prediction? Just out of the blue. We don't know how the season's going to be played. We don't know anything. Just give me a name.
The winner is going to be Morgan Willett.
I was thinking the same thing, so I'm not going to pick that. Alex is just such an easy. Alex is such the easy answer.
Exactly. That's why I don't think she's going to win.
My winner is down in the bayou, Justin Duncan.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? I can see that.
Charming his way to the top.
That's right.
I'm not super confident about it. Anyways, This has been a great episode. I wish they released a new cast of Big Brother every week just so we could really just do the cast reveal episode. I'm sorry.
It's so pure, you know?
I apologize about the audio quality on this episode. A lawn was being mowed just outside my window. Danielle was cutting in and out with her fantastic internet connection, or mine. I don't know. So one of them is
so
fucked
sorry.
Up. No, it's fine. It's probably mine. And but that's it. Well, I guess we'll talk on Wednesday, or I'm sorry, Thursday or Friday after we see what happens.
After the first
episode. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I can't even. You guys, great. I know we weren't gone for long, but can I just say it feels so good to be back.
I love it.
And we so appreciate you guys listening. Please tweet at us at HeyJulieBB and tell us who's your favorite in it to win it and who you want to fuck, marry, kill. Because yeah. I want to know. Tweet at us immediately.
Yeah. Totally. And tell your friends. I mean, if they didn't want to pick up a new BB podcast at the end of last season, I understand it. Or I don't really, but it's a new season. Time to get into it. If you have people who are trying out Big Brother for the first time and they like the podcasts, sure. Give us a shot.
Teacher, we're a good companion piece, I think.
If you got like a mom or a grandma who likes Big Brother and maybe doesn't know what podcasts are, doesn't know how to use them, Show them a little Hey Julie. Tell them how to download it on their iPhone. You know?
We want to bring families together.
Exactly. So thank you, Danielle Gibson. Not Danielle, other one. Who cares about you?
Thank you, Brett Rader.
I'll talk to you later this week. Until then, bye, Julie.
Bye, Julie.